Epic of Lilith, written by Ivars Azols, narrated by Chris McCarry. Back in the imposing hallways of one of the mightiest courts, a great debate was raging on. An unwanted thorn had once again crept up and was proving to be as annoying and dangerous as before. Azazel had come to deliver a message to Michael, congratulating him on all his newfound power and authority over the other angels, and also to rub a little mistake in all of their faces, the escape of Lilith. The tall, dark figure seemed to float just a few inches off the floor as he walked, with a fluid movement that almost seemed unnatural. He stood there for a moment, gloating and thoroughly enjoying the disgusted looks on the faces of all who were gathered in the room. It was like adding insult to injury to have him, of all people, show up at a time like this.
"Bravo, bravo! Wonderful job there, Michael," Azazel said in a mocking tone as he laughed at the scowling man before him. "You successfully managed to pull off the biggest blunder in our history. The one thing Phoenix wants more than anything, you allow to escape. Classic Michael there. What is it you want, Azazel? I am sure you did not come all this way simply to have a friendly conversation, or to reprimand me like a parent who is scolding a child for letting the pet dog run away. You always show up when and where you're not welcome, and it is no different now. So speak and be gone. I do not have the time nor patience to deal with the likes of you. Was there a point to this little visit of yours? Oh, testy, testy. Someone is in a bad mood. I just wanted to come by to tell you that since you clearly are not fit to control or be in charge of anything, it seems that I alone am fit to take Phoenix's place. You were the one who wanted to travel back in time and meddle with things and try and rewrite history to meet your own needs. That has not gone according to plan, and you are now responsible for the monster Lilith escaping. At the very start of mankind's history, you have messed up. And boy, you have messed up big time, Michael. But that seems to be par for the course ever since you got your taste of power. Why, you little piece of... Ah, now, language, please. I am simply speaking the truth. Everyone knows I should have been the chosen successor when Phoenix fell from grace and favor. No one has proven themselves worthy or capable. So, if you cannot fix this mess and find Lilith and bring her back, I will do it myself. And I will prove once and for all that I am better than you are, Michael.
Anger flashed in the other man's eyes, and as he made a lunge for Azazel, the other man laughed sinisterly and then vanished into the shadows and was gone. Letting out a cry of anger and frustration, Michael threw over one of the ornate tables sitting nearby, sending the cups, plates and wine bottle crashing to the floor as the others in the room took a cautious step back away from him.
"Sanvi! Sansanvi! Samangalaf!"
he screamed, and soon three tall figures entered the room. Before him stood his secret weapon, his ace in the hole, and his plan for fixing this mess. He gave orders for them to find Lilith at any cost and to not return until they had found her and brought her back to him, dead or alive. These three angels were indeed the best of the best at what they did, and had carried out many such missions, usually involving abduction or reconnaissance. Usually appointed to spy on Azazel and others that threatened Michael's newly gained power, their target now was Lilith, and whatever creatures were with her. Michael ordered the three out, and they left with wings unfurled, and in a flash they disappeared into the sky. They thought they were alone, but that was far from the case. The dark figure still lingered, hidden in the shadows, watching everything that was unfolding. Azazel smiled at the realization that his plot had finally succeeded, and that now, without these three pets of Michael's always looking in on his actions and following him around, he would be able to find allies against Michael and finally overthrow him and take his rightful place at the top.
The Universe in 20 Minutes. The universe started about 13.7 billion years ago with a Big Bang, a period of rapid expansion of empty space. Shortly after the bang, a further period of inflation occurred, lasting a fraction of a second,
causing the universe to expand exponentially. From this experience, the universe formed four components: space, time, matter, and energy. We have developed two theories to explain these phenomena: relativity and quantum theory. Relativity mainly deals with the large-scale structure of the universe, and quantum theory deals with the small-scale structure of the cosmos. Matter has three components: ordinary matter, dark matter, and antimatter. Ordinary matter constitutes about 4% of the known universe. The main constituents are atoms, which are subdivided into protons and neutrons at the core, and electrons orbiting the outside. Most chemistry, electronics, and information technology can be defined by the behavior of the electron. The electrons exist in increasing energy shells and are negatively charged. Like many objects in the universe, they not only have charge and mass, but they also have spin. Electrons exist in spin pairs that affect one another, even when separated by millions of miles. Protons are in the nucleus and are positively charged. This state of atoms has a twin state, where the electrons are positively charged and the protons are negatively charged. This is called antimatter. When matter meets antimatter, they destroy each other. Fortunately for us, there seems to be more matter than antimatter in the cosmos. There are three quantum forces which tie these subatomic particles together. They are the strong force, holding the protons and neutrons together in the nucleus, the electromagnetic force that holds the electron in orbit with the nucleus, and the weak force that accounts for atomic decay and the emissions of radioactivity. These forces have four associated particles called bosons. The boson named the gluon works to hold the nucleus together. Photons are connected with the electromagnetic force, and the W and Z bosons are associated with the weak force. Recently, scientists have concluded that particles that didn't initially contain mass needed to come under the influence of a field that gave them mass. This field became known as the Higgs field, and the boson associated with this field is the Higgs boson. Bosons can be seen as force-carrying particles.